Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'il Nishmas Menucha Freda, Bas Yitzchak Moshe, whose Yortzeit is today, and the Shalom Shadav and Aliyah, and all the learning should be Le'il Nishmasa. So we're going to go, even though today's Ayin Beis, we're going to go back to Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, by the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line from the bottom, where it says, Hamakdash Es Hasadeh. So according to the Tanakh, what?
The second line from the top.
No. We did the whole Daf, do two Daf today. According to the Tanakama, if you're Makdish, you're Sadeh, you're Makdish everything. Why? Because the Tanakama holds that Hekdish is like a gift. Just like by a gift, you give everything. Nobody gives a gift cheap. You give a gift. So to Hekdish, you don't do cheap. Right?
Why not Ayin Yafa?
That's what I mean, Ayin Yafa. It's even more than Ayin Yafa.
Right?
It's even more than Ayin Yafa. And Reb Shimon said, no. If you makdish a field, you're not makdish the bar and the dus and all those things. However, you are makdish those two trees. Why? We'll see why in a minute. Okay? Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna now says, the whole daf is about Rav Huna. About this statement, I'm sure we have to read it again. Af agav de Amar Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan said, Hakona eshne ilonos, b'tzok shadech shal chaveiro. Hareze lo kana karka, right? If you buy a field, if you buy two trees, you don't get the ground underneath, right? Machar karka, if you sell land, I sell land to you, Yoni. Vishir shnei ilanos lefanov, and I retain two trees for myself. Yesh lo karka, I keep the land underneath those two trees.
And the roots.
Now, Fafilu le Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva. Fafilu Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, to Amar who said, so why do I keep the ground underneath the two trees? If I sold you a land, don't we say Ayin Yafa Mocher? I sold you everything. Why am I keeping the ground underneath the two trees? Why? Hani Mili, that's only true. Gabe Bor Vidus. By a Bor and a Dus, the Loka Machashe Ara. Where it doesn't, thank you. Where it doesn't ruin the land. Aval, but, ilanos, but trees, the kamechashe ara, where it ruins the land, because it's nourishing off the land. Im isa, delo shire, if it's true that I didn't leave it over for myself, lemale, then I should have been explicit. Since I wasn't explicit, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds of Ayin Yafe, doesn't take it that far. Right? Lemale, because otherwise the buyer could say, when the trees dry up, Iker ilanach v'shakel v'zul, get your trees out of here. They died, you're done.
But when you have trees, then you stop soil erosion because the soil stays in place.
Hmm?
So the trees help the soil maintain itself. You don't have erosion because
okay.
Of the trees.
Okay, so what's your point?
So the point is that the trees are beneficial.
They're not, but they take away from the land. It could be both, but the Gemara is focusing on that aspect. If you focus on that aspect, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds of Ayin Yafe, would say that when you sell a field and you retain trees, you even retain the land under the trees. Now, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, Hamakdash es Hasadeh, if I makdash a field, not selling it, but I makdash it, Lo hikdash elach rav amurka v'sad nashikma. I don't... These two trees are included in the hektish, right? What about a bar, vidus, and those things? Shovach? They're not included.
And all the trees, not just those.
Only those. Why only those? Whatever's included in a field, what the Mishnah said, right? So maybe a tree's included. I'm not sure. Maybe a tree's included. However, v'tani Allah, I'm not sure matam. What's the reason for that? Why are these two trees different? These two trees are the same two trees we said last time, that they're such super-duper trees that they're not part of the sale. So why over here do they go to the hektish? Why? Ha'il v'yonkan misdei hektash. Because they get nourished from a field of hektish. What's going on? I'm donating my field to hektish. But those two trees are generally not going to be donated. Why are they not going to be donated? Because they're super-duper trees, and I want them for myself. So far, so good? The super duper trees, and I want them for myself, right?
So how does he explain the fact that it sucks from the?
So since I donated the field to you,
yeah,
and I donated the land underneath those two trees. So what's happening now? The trees are being nourished from Hekdesh. So it must be that the trees also go to Hekdesh. That's the pshat. Right? Hoel, the yonek, mistay, Hekdesh. Now, v'isol kedaitach, shure shire, if you keep those trees for yourself, ki kanat yanki, midanav sheka yanki. When they're being nourished, they're being nourished
from its own.
Right?
So it shouldn't be a problem.
What?
It shouldn't be a problem.
So back to the question. So why are they hektish?
Oh, wait, so that means he's over on the Ila?
Well, yes. Yes. Yeah. How could that be?
So
the answer is, Rav Shimon, the Amar, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon's hold like Rabbi Akiva. That what?
Ayin
Yafeh. That what? Therefore what? It includes the land, right? Rav Huna de Amar Kirabanan. And Rav Huna, what did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, even Rabbi Akiva would keep the land. Now we say, well, that can't be right. It must be the Rav Huna holds it to Rabbanan, that it's Ayin Ra, right? And therefore,
He doesn't get the land
or the trees. Right? That must be pshat. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanan pshita. That's obvious. What's obvious? Right? Rabbi Akiva hold, the Rabbanan hold that you don't even get a bar, you don't even get a pair. So of course, according to the Rabbanan, you don't get the land underneath. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, no. The nafkamina would be the nafli hadar shasalei. If the tree fell down, right? If the tree fell down,
can
he replant it or not? What does that depend on? Depends on if you own the ground underneath. If you don't own the ground underneath, you can't. If you do own the ground underneath, you can. Right? So therefore what? So Rav Huna said, I agree. What's what Rav Huna say now? Right? Ilanos Lefanov Yeshua Karka. I would have thought that when you hold the trees back for yourself, you don't get the land underneath. Comes along with Huna, yes you do. That's a chiddush.
You have to replace the trees after they die.
Correct. Now, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Shimon holds a Rabbi Akiva now? That what? That Fayin Yafa Maktish? That when you're Maktish, you're Maktish Ba'ayin Yafa? Is that even possible? For Tanya, but we learned in a Brisa. We're not going to get to the end of this question till the bottom of the page. The whole page now is the Kasha. How could Rav Shimon say Ayin Yafe? What's the Kasha? The Tanya. Hamakdish Shalosh Ilanos. If you Makdish three trees, Mimata Asara Lebesa, within 10 trees that are in the space of a Besa, it's an ancestral field of yours. There's a background here. If you Makdish something, I'm not just that chair. And I want to buy it back. So what do I buy it back? What price do I buy it back at? Whatever the price of the chair is, plus a fifth. What if I'm not just land, and I want the land back? So it depends. If it's ancestral land, and the land has a certain dimension, then when you buy it back, when you redeem it back, there's a set price. It's 50 shekel per year. No, 50 shekel per 50 years.
Per year left over...
50 shekel for 50 years. So it's a shekel a year only on the size of a base core.
Right. Size per base core for
Tilyovo, right, which is 50 years.
Depending where.
Right. So you have to make some prorated... The point is, it's not value for the field.
Why don't you just buy back the current market
value? The Torah says not to do that. But if you donate another field, or it doesn't have those dimensions, then you buy it back for market value. So... if you're makdish a field, if you're makdish three trees within a field of those dimensions, the dimensions of a steachuza, right? Hare hikdish es hakarka, you makdish the karka, ves hasad ailanos shebenehen, and the trees in between, Rashbam says ketanim, small bushes in between, you makdish all that, lefika, kishu poda, if you want to redeem it, you redeem it at the rate of a base core. The what?
No, not for the value.
No, not according to market value. According to the Torah set price of an ancestral field. Right?
Even though it's not a whole field, just three trees.
But it has the dimensions, and it's within 10 other trees. The whole thing becomes, the point is that three trees is already considered a quote-unquote a field. That's the point.
So it's a big area then.
What?
It's a bigger area.
Right. Right? So, to save time, we're not going to read the Rashbam inside, but the Rashbam just basically says that there's a difference between a tree, a field that's ancestral field, which doesn't have a set price. I'm sorry, it has a set price based on the Torah. The price is Beis Zera Chomer Seorim, which is a certain area, and it's Chamishim Shekel Kesef, for 50 Shekel Kesef, prorated over Yovel, over 50 years. Pachos Mikan, if it's smaller than that, or Yeser Al Kain, or greater than that, or Shekdishim Bezer Chazeh. I donated the trees one at a time. So if I donated them one at a time, I never donated a quote-unquote a field. It's not going to be redeemed at ancestral prices because it's not a field I donated. Donated a tree this year, then next year another tree, then the third year another tree, right? Hareze lo hikdish lo sakarka v'lo silonos shebineyan. If you donated trees at random times, you didn't donate any other land, you didn't donate the trees in between, it's not considered a field. What is it? It's a tree. Happened to have done it, I did it three times. Right? And if I look at it globally, it could be the same thing as donating a field. But I didn't do it like that. So therefore what? Kishu poda, poda esilanos bishaveyan. When I redeem the trees, I have to pay full market value for them. You understand the difference?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Again, so far we haven't gotten to the question yet. We're just talking about now but donating ancestral land and trees and things like that. What do you mean? You want to redeem it separately? So velo owed. Not only that, el afilu hikdash es ilanos. I donated the trees. V'chazar v'hikdash es hakarka. Then a year later, I donated the land. Kishu hupode. When I want to redeem it now, can I redeem it at one time? No. Pode es ilanos bishavuyen. The trees are redeemed at the market value. Why?
This is if you redeem all three in one shot.
Correct. So if you redeem them separately, also market value.
Why?
Because it's not a field.
Why?
Because it's not a field. It's not on quote unquote an ancestral field. An ancestral field means a field of a certain size. So one tree is not an ancestral field.
Reality,
three trees in a certain area is.
So in reality, it's better for him if he redeems each one, if he sells each one separately, or he sanctifies each one separately. And then he redeems each one separately.
Wow. No, it's worse for him.
Yeah, worse. Because
the ancestral field's cheaper. Because the ancestral field's cheaper. Yeah. Ancestral field, you redeem that, you donate it to the base of the Mikdash. Then your wife says, what'd you do? You better redeem that back. It's much cheaper to redeem it. Right? It's a set price. It could be worth, it's Fifth Avenue. It could be worth billions. Set price. You can't have an ancestral field in Fifth Avenue. I'm just saying, I'm
awesome.
Yeah.
Mil Yerushalayim, exactly. Ancestral field. It's a much cheaper price. So now, you donated trees separately and the field separately. So the trees were not an ancestral field. The field is an ancestral field. You redeem them at different prices. Okay? So, v'lo od, again, afil hikdash ilanos. You donated the trees. V'chazav hikdash hakarka. Then you went ahead another year later and you donated the land. Kishu poda. When you redeem them, poda es ilanos. First, you redeem the trees, b'shivuyein, for whatever they're worth. V'chazar upode beis zera chomer seor b'chamisha shekel kesef. Then, you redeem the tree, the field, at the ancestral prices. Okay? Does that make sense? 100% makes perfect sense. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's look at the Rashbam for a minute. We'll read this one Rashbam today. Look at the Rashbam of lo od el afilu hikdash es ilanos. Now, says Rashbam, Lomi Boya, I don't have to mention to you, Hecha, Hikdash HaZeilonos, B'zeh HaZeh, you donated the trees one after another, V'shuv, Lo Hikdash HaZakarka, but you never redeemed, you never donated the field even, then, Podin B'shivuyein, then of course you redeem them at their value, for sure. Ela Filu Chazav Hikdash HaZakarka, but even if the year later, or a month later, or a day later, you're Matish Takarka, Achash hekdesh ha'ilanos, b'zeh achazeh, after you donated the trees one by one, she'eno podem im ha'karka. They're not redeemed together with the karka. Why? T'hamei kara kachi l'dameyim. Because originally, the trees were donated on their value, not an ancestral value. And when you donate now the karka later, tzarech liftos gamas akarka sela upunyon lishana. You have to don't redeem it at the ancestral price. That's what that means. Levad punyon haylonos b'shivayin. Besides redeeming the trees at the market price, the shnei hekdeshos hein, because it's due hekdeshos. Ze hukdash l'davav. One was done with money. Vezel lefi cheshbon chamishim, and the other one was done on this cheshbon of 50 years. Ve'ein lanu lahafsid hekdash d'mei ilanos. Hekdash is not going to lose out on the value of the trees. I don't know what the restaurant's talking about now. The amiraso l'gvoa can be siraso lehedyot. Because speaking by Beis HaMikdash is like giving over. For example, if I tell you, I want to give you, I'm going to give you $1 million. You come home, tell your wife, ooh, Menachem promised us $1 million. What's that worth?
Nothing.
Zero.
Well, if you say it,
but if I give you $1 million, then I can't say, I was joking, please give it back. I gave it to you. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, if you say, oh, I'm going to give the Beis HaMikdash $1 million, there'll be a knock on the door later from Hektish, please pay up that $1 million. I was just kidding around. No, my Hektish doesn't work that way.
Even if you don't have it?
Cool. Even if you don't, what do you say it for? I mean, Russell Ligvoa speaking to Hashem is like giving over to a Yehedyot. When you give a Hektish over to a Hektish, you can't ask for it back. I was just kidding around, give it back, the $1 million. Same thing with Hektish.
No.
You redeem it back. Yeah. You pay a fifth now. Right, you redeem it back, you pay a fifth. You pay an extra $200,000 because you donated $1 million, right?
The big.
So, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Why did you bring that in here, the Rashbam? What does that have to do with anything? Vishasha Dusha Ruy Liftos B'mein below Karka. His point is that at the time you donated the trees, you had not donated the Karka yet. So don't tell me later, yeah, but I donated the Karka so I can redeem it now at a cheaper price because it's together with the Karka. Don't give me that line because when you said it, I'm going to donate the trees, or I even donated the trees, it's at that moment. Right, right. On Amud Beis, we're going to say that's not true, and that it all goes by the date of the redeeming. When you redeem it, what date you redeem it, what's the story now? What's in Hekdesh's possession that you're redeeming? If the land is there, the ancestral land is there, it all comes back at the cheaper price. We're going to say that on Amud Beis. Right now, we're not saying that.
Yeah, but when he's makdish the ilanos right now, obviously it doesn't fulfill the criteria of a field.
Correct.
There's not enough space in between, or it was too large, whatever. It wasn't.
Really or with one tree.
B'zeh
achazeh. At different intervals. So now the Gemara says, Mani, who authored this? This is a brisa. Who said this? Right? That what? That when you sell this whole thing, it's really the two-stage one. The question, the case of the two stages. I donate the trees today, one tree Monday, one tree Tuesday, one tree Wednesday, and then on Thursday, the whole field. So who said that you only want to redeem it now at separate prices? Who said that? Mani. Rabbi Akiva. Why not? He's the best. Ha'amar, he said, Mocher ba'ayin yofa mocher. When you sell, v'cholshkein karka, v'cholshkein maktish, right? V'shur hektish. Right?
Bad question. If you're doing it to anything regular, I think that.
Right? So why should it be? Why should it be at a? Why didn't the land go be maktish? Why not? When you sell b'ayin ra, avol maktish b'ayin yafa maktish. But even he would agree. Even the rabbanon agree that when your hektish comes to ayin yafa.
Therefore what?
Therefore. Look at the Rashbam of Mani. Hach Brisa, Diktani, Podin Bishvuvayan, when you redeem at their value, Mashma, Tafilu Makum Hoilanos, Lo Hektish. The place of the Ilanos is not Maktish. When I'm Maktish, you just asked that question. When I'm Maktish three trees, what am I Maktish? Just the trees! What about the Karka? No.
It's separate.
Why is it separate? Ayin Yafa. Right?
That's only by Rabbi Akiva.
Even the Rabbanan who hold Ayin Ra, by Hekdesh they hold Ayin Yafa too. Nobody donates to Hekdesh in a stingy way. You donate, you're buying an Aliyah, you buy an Aliyah. You do Hekdesh, you do it in a good way. No, only the trees, but not the land. Nobody does that. Yeah. So even the Rabbanan would agree that it's Ayin Yafa. So who's left who holds the trees, yes, but the land not? Right? Elapshita, The only person left is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Aliba Deman, according to who? I Aliba Dura Akiva, Omer Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher, Ba'kolshkin Hektish. El Pshita Aliba Dura Rabbanon. Right? It must be Reb Shimon in the world of the Rabbanon, the Kasava Reb Shimon, Kihechi Democher, Ba'ayin Ra Mocher. Just like when you sell Ba'ayin Ra, Matish Nami, Ba'ayin Ra Matish. Even when you Matish, Reb Shimon holds, you do Ba'ayin Ra. Right? Therefore, I'm only Matish trees, not the land underneath. Nobody does that. Reb Shimon says, I do it. I hold like that.
But if you bring my fish to the base of Mikdash, why would you do with iron rough if you want the survival?
Because you want to donate. You want to donate X and not Y. That's why.
But it,
that's why. Very simple. Right? Now, v'kasavar of Shimon, ki kechi democher ba'ayin ra, mocher, maktish nami ba'ayin ra, maktish. Right? Umashayer ara, and the land you kept over for yourself. Right? That's why I only demaktish the tree, but not the land itself. Okay? What's the kasha? So let's look at the Rashbam, the last Rashbam on the page. We're only going to read three lines. Af maktish nami ba'ayin ra maktish. Alma, lo matzisul terutze le'el, the Reb Shimon, alibad Reb Akiva. It's impossible to answer what we answered before, that Reb Shimon holds Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva is the most generous, and Reb Shimon now is the most stingy. How can Reb Akiva hold up? How can Reb Shimon hold up Reb Akiva? It's impossible. Right? Alma lo matzisul terutze le'el, Reb Shimon, alibad Reb Akiva. V'hadaran kushya kamaisel duchle. So the original question returns. What was the question? Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, the Maktish es hasadeh. When you Maktish a field, Hektish chruv, those trees go along with the Hektish. Why? Mishum yinik hasadeh Hektash, because they're nourished, being nourished from Hektish, so they have to go along, otherwise you're over Me'ila. 1 minute. Delo shayar ara la'atzmo tzarech hachruv. Because you don't keep it for yourself, why not? Ela ba'ayin ro yafa hektish. Because you makdish ba'ayin yafa. 1 minute, we just put the whole Amud Aleph over here that Reb Shimon doesn't hold from makdish ba'ayin yafa. The whole thing doesn't make any sense now, right? For who adin lemocher the shaylon is the fun of the kasha le Rav Huna. It's a kasha on Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said even Reb Akiva would agree with me. Even Reb Akiva, who's the most generous, would agree with me that what? That when you're Makdish, what did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, right? Rav Huna said, even that when you're Makdish when you sell a field, right? When you sell trees in a field, right? Harezeh lo yik lo konakarka. You don't get the land, right? If you machar karka, if you sell land and you leave over two trees for yourself, even if Akiva would hold, right? You don't get the land underneath. How could that be? How could everyone say such a thing? Who agrees with that? Right? Reb Shimon is impossible. So the Gemara says.
Who
else is it? In this, because Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah that when you makdish a field, you're also makdish. You're also makdish the fancy trees. Why? Because they nourish from the ground, and you makdish the ground, so the trees memela have to come along. That completely contradicts what Reb Shimon said over here. That what? Reb Shimon said over here, we said this author is Reb Shimon, that when you map the trees, the land doesn't go along with it. So which one is it?
Right, but Reb Shimon doesn't say. Well, it must be Reb Shimon, but
why are we saying? Who else is it? It can't be Reb Akiva, it can't be the Rabbanan. So there's no one left. And by the way, Reb Huna, of all people, Reb Huna's an Amora. He said, again, Am Reb Huna, Af Agav the Am Rabbanan, Hakona Shnelo Zalzal Havera, Hareza Lokana Karka. Right? Where'd Rabbanan say that? Right? Where'd Rabbanan say that? Right? The Mishnah in 10 days from now. The Mishnah says later on, Hakona shnei ilanos. If you buy a field, if you buy two trees, besoch shadach shel chavero, you don't get the land underneath. Now Rav Huna makes up the second half, the reverse, right? Machar karka. If you sell the land, v'shiyer shnei ilanos lefanav, and you keep behind two trees, yeshlo karka. The buyer does get the karka underneath. He does get the karka underneath. Right? Why? I'm sorry. The seller gets the karka underneath. I'm sorry. The seller gets the karka underneath. What's the case? Again, what's the case? The case is, I sell land to you, and I keep for myself two trees. Who keeps the land underneath? Me. I do. The seller. Why? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, says Rav Huna. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Ayin Yafeh, not over here. Why? Because the trees ruin the land. Right? Then we said, then yesterday, we asked the Kasha on that. From Reb Shimon. Right? We asked the Kasha, how could Rav Huna say that? Right? How could Rav Huna say that? Reb Shimon said, what's the reason? What's the reason why when I'm makdish a field, I even makdish those two fancy trees? Why? Matam. What was the reason for that? Because ha'ol v'yonkin mistay hektish. Because they're getting nourished from hektish. Because I gave you the land, right? V'isal k'tetach shiur v'shayir ki kayonki min anashe kayonki. If they're mishayir, then they're from your own land. So what's going on here? So what's the kasha, right? Right? So the Gemara answers, right? So what's that the whole Gemara now is on that kasha. What was that kasha? Again, Reb Shimon said, what did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that if you makdish a field, you even makdish the trees. Why? Because I makdish the ground underneath. So if I makdish the ground underneath, I have to makdish the trees. Right? So why is that akasha? Right?
Then we have a question in terms of Rav Huna.
How could Rav Huna say that when I sell you a field and I leave over the trees, I keep the ground underneath? Rav Shimon didn't say that. So the Gemara answered, no, Rav Shimon holds it could be Akiva. Rav Shimon holds it could be Akiva. But Rav Huna held up the Rabbanan. Right? That's what we answered. Okay? Now the Gemara says, how can Rav Shimon hold it could be Akiva? It's impossible. Not only that, the whole Rav Shimon makes no sense now. Rav Shimon contradicts himself. In the Mishnah, he seems to say, Ayin Yafeh. And in this Brisa here, he says, Ayin Ra. So to answer this question, Ella Kasha. It's a kasha, right? Ho'el v'yonkin mister hektish. Because the tree is, just explain that. The tree is getting nourished from hektish. So how come in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, when you sell a field, when you makdish a field, the trees come along. Why do the trees come along? Because I was makdish the ground underneath, and therefore it goes along. On Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Reb Shimon said no such thing. He said the exact opposite. When you makdish a tree, it doesn't include the ground underneath. How could Reb Shimon be so inconsistent? So, Ella, we're going to reinterpret the entire Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Tanakhama said when you makdish a field, you makdish everything. Reb Shimon comes along. No, you're not makdish everything. You're not makdish the bor or the shovach, but you are makdish the big fancy tree. That makes no sense now because Reb Shimon's buying raw. So what does Reb Shimon mean? Reb Shimon was talking to the Rabbanan. Lididi, according to me, ki hechid democher b'ayin ra mocher, makdash na'amid b'ayin ra makdash. I hold everything's ayin ra. Vishi or Mishayr. You do not get those trees. You get nothing. Why? Because I'm makdash ayin ra. Hechidish gets the bare minimum. What do they get? They get the field itself. Nothing else on it. Lididhu. But according to you guys, according to the Rabbanan, you held what? Makdash is ayin yafeh. So odili miha delo hektish el ha'charuv ha'morkav fasad nashikma. Maybe you only meant to include those two trees. What did Rabbanan say? You makdish a field. You makdish everything. What's everything? The bar, the shovach, the wine press, the fancy trees, the good trees, the bad trees, everything's there. So Rav Shimon says to the Rabbanan, maybe only meant to include the good trees. Why? It's mamish being yearning from the ground. Why on earth should the guy get a shovach, a dove coat, a hut? Why? A wine press? Why? Maybe you only meant to say just the trees, because the trees I hear much greater. Why? Because the mamish, according to you, according to me, for sure not, but according to you, you're being yonik. They're being yonik. Mamish being yonik. So that I understand you give it to the guy. You give it to Hektish. I understand the trees. Why are you giving him this bar? That was what Shimon meant to say. V'amalei Rabbanan loshna. And the Rabbanan said, no, there's no difference. Same thing. No difference. Okay, we hold the same thing.
Would it be cautious that there's a difference there between montage and selling? That if you get montage, you'll give more. If you sell it, you might get more. What did that make more sense?
Yeah. So that's the Gemachlokas. Now, we got to finish the parak. B'mayu Kimta. What's the bottom line here? What's the story over here? Mayu Kimta La, Krib Shimon. What are we saying now? That Mayu Kimta La, Krib Shimon. Eima Seifa. Now look at the Seifa. The Seifa of what? Look at the Seifa of this Brisa. V'lo od, el afil hikdash as ilonos. V'chazav hikdash as akarka, kishu podeh, podes as ilonos. B'shivu yeyin, v'chazav podeh be'zera chomesh or b'chamishim shekel kesef. What did Bryce, what the second half say? That when you donated the trees today and the field tomorrow, you redeem them at different prices. Why? Because the donation was at different stages. That can't be Reb Shimon. V'Reb Shimon, lezel basar pidyon, it goes by the day you redeem. V'nifrake agav are. And then the whole thing is considered ancestral land. I'm redeeming it today. What does Hekdesh own today? I donated at different stages. Who cares? V'hashmi'in le'lo Reb Shimon d'ezel basar pidyon. Reb Shimon holds, we go after the redemption date. Ditnan. Ditanya. Minayin le'lo, listen to this. Minayin le'lo keach sadmi aviv. I buy a field from my father. V'hikdisha. And I makdish the field. Can I do that? Yes. V'achakach meis aviv. Now my father died. Now, if this all would have happened before I makdish it, it becomes an ancestral field now. I bought it from my father. I ma'atish it, and then my father died. So now when I redeem it, what price do I redeem it at? At an ancestral field price? Because now it's an ancestral field, albeit by hektish, or at the regular price? It says over here, Minayin shetei lefad of kistei achuza. How do we know it's a stei achuza? Tamad lomar, v'im es stei miknaso shalom stei achuza so. Sadash ain't royally a stei achuza. Only a field that can never be a stei achuza. Like me buying a field from you, never going to be a stei achuza. You're not my father. Yotzazu, Shiru Yelias de Achuza, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Virab Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, it goes by the date of the redemption. I don't care what it was when I donated it. All I care about is when I'm getting it back.
Why was it Achuza when you donated?
Because I bought it from my father. He's still alive. It's not mine yet. It's going to be mine after he passes away. But I don't, but I'm not going to it first.
You have to back into this case.
Right. So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Shimon says black and white, it goes by the date of the redemption.
Okay, Mark, it's not his.
Huh? He bought it. He bought it from his father.
He bought it
beforehand. He bought it. Rabbi Omer, no. Menayel is still, this is now a different case. Menayel is sad the lokeach sad to me aviv. You bought a field from your father. Umeis aviv, and he died. V'yachachach hikdish. And then he donated it. Right? Menayel and Shul Lufan of Kestei Achuza. How do you know that's a Stei Achuza? That's Pshita, right? Talmud Lomer. V'yim es Stei Achuza. B'knasa v'shalom es Stei Achuza so. Sadeh she'eno sadeh, or sadeh stei achuza. Only a field that's not a stei achuza. Yatzu zuzu she sadeh achuza. That is a stei achuza. The field of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon heichad demeis aviv. If the father died, v'achachach hekdisha, then you donated it. Lo tzrich yikra. That's pashut. What's the shaila about that one? You bought it from your father. He passed away, and then you makdish it. Ki tzrich yikra. When is there a pasuk heichad hekdisha? First you donated v'achachach meis aviv. Then your father died. Right. Manalahu, how do you know that one? Even from this pasuk, Lahuda Asa. Maybe it's teaching us from Meir's Vart. El Allah Mishum da Azal Basar Pidyon. It must be because we go after the Pidyon. So we just proved that Rav Shimon doesn't care about Pidyon. Rav Shimon only cares about the date of the Pidyon. So how can this author be Rav Shimon? The Bryce said he redeemed at different stages. Here we're talking about a Pidyon. Same date. Really, they don't go by Basar Pidyon, which is why our Brisa from Laman Aleph could be Reb Shimon. Aye, what about this case with the Stei Achuza? That's a separate case. Why is it a separate case? A separate pasuk. V'hacha b'kra ashkha v'darash. They found the pasuk that said that. What does it say? Imk licht of kra v'im estay miknaser asher lo achuzaso. Inami orchard said stay achuzaso. May asher lo mistay achuzaso. What does that mean? Even this funny case where you bought it from your father, then you machlish it, then he passed away, you can redeem it back. Ask she'ein iru yelios stay achuzaso. Yatzos azu she'iru stay achuza. Right? Fine. Fine. Very good. Next. Amr of Huna. Chuv HaMurkav. Pesad HaShikma. Taurus Irna Love. Taurus Karka Love. This field, these trees have the status of a tree and they have a status of land. Taurus Irna Love. Techa de Akdish Ozavid Shte Ilanos. If you makdish or sold two trees, Faha Yeshlo Karka, you get the land underneath. Karka, Taurus Karka Love. The Lo Mizdabin Agavara. But they're not sold via land. Omer, sheish bo sosayim. If a stalk of wheat has two on the stalk, a fat stalk, Taurus Omer love, Taurus Gadish love, has the status of both. Taurus of the stalk, Taurus Omer love, the Shnei Amar M'shicha. Two, only two stalks can be Shicha. Three is not. So Shnayim Vahu ain't M'shicha. Two plus that one is not Shicha. The Taurus Gadish love, but it also has the status of a pile, Ditnan, Omer, sheish bo sosayim. If an Omer has one Omer, one stalk has two saw on it, Shicho eno shicha. It's not shicha. It's too big. Okay? Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Shlakish, Chuv Hamurka Vasad Nashikma, these trees, Bono Machlokes, Rabbanachim Verbiosi, Verabonon. It comes onto the Machlokes of Rabbanachim and Verbiosi and Rabbanon. What about that? What do they say? Exactly our Machlokes, whether or not it's Ayin Yaf or Ayin Ra. So the Gemara says, Velema Machlokes, Rab Shimon Verabonon. Say it's the machlokas of the Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Where did Menachem Rabbi Yossi and where would he come from? The Gemara says, you're right. Kamash Malan, Rav Menachem Rabbi Yossi, Rav Shimon Tzvirle. Rav Menachem Rabbi Yossi holds like Rav Shimon. It's the exact same part. It's the exact same thing. Okay? So, Hajjan Allah HaMachem Rasabayis, Hajjan Allah HaMachem Rasabayis, Hajjan Allah HaMachem Rasabayis. Tomorrow we start the next parak. With the next few blot, we're going to have the most wild, famous Agadat HaGemaras in all of Shas. We start that tomorrow. I hope we can finish it tomorrow. There's so much to say. It's unbelievable messages embedded in these fantastical stories.
Is this right? Agadah tomorrow?
Yeah, Agadah says an understatement.
You pulled Rabbi Roger today.
Why?
Yeah.
We needed to get to Amid Al first. It's much more complicated. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.